We love to bring authors to the audience, and many different books come out, and this is one that really got my attention. It's called A Mound Over Hell, book one of the Dark Depths series, and I'm just going to read the first paragraph of what's on the back to give you an idea, because Gary Morgenstein is going to join us, and wait till you hear this. It's 2098 and the last season of baseball forever. After the ravages of World War III, the once all-American sport is now synonymous with terrorism and treason. Holograms run the bases for out-of-shape players, and attendance averages 15 spectators per game. The only ballpark left is Amazon, once known as Yankee Stadium. Boy, Gary Morgenstein, nice to have you with us. Tell us about this book and how this came about.
Thanks for having me on, Marty. Well, it was about a couple years ago. I was having Sunday breakfast with my wife, listening to the Beatles, and eating everything bagels, and with a schmear, of course. And the idea popped into my head, well, what about baseball having its last season ever in a dystopian society? And I love science fiction. I love baseball. I grew up in the shadow of Yankee Stadium. You can tell from my accent. And I thought most science fiction writers don't bring baseball into the future because I think it's never going to make the cut. But I thought, okay, what if baseball does make the cut? And what if it's political? And what if it represented the old America that's in decline, that we've lost World War III? In this case, we lose it to Islam. And what happens if baseball comes back and becomes a pawn between those who want world peace and those who want another war?
Well, I love it. You know, it's science fiction. It's baseball. Can you tell us a little bit about the story so people get an idea of it? Because it is, you know, a lot of times we'll have books on about the pennant race in, you know, 1927 or, you know, baseball during World War II or the 60s and how baseball changed the world and all that. But this is one that is a baseball book. It's science fiction, and it's really a compelling story. So tell us a little bit about the story.
Well, baseball, we were losing the war, and baseball was associated with the more conservative elements who wanted to prosecute the war more powerfully, and they were called the Miners. And they launched a terrorist attack at the 2065 World Series between the Yankees and Cubs to take out the leadership, and they failed. So baseball was punished. All the remaining baseball stadiums were razed to the ground. Owning baseball memorabilia was considered a capital offense. And Yankee Stadium, or Amazon Stadium, was left as a monument to treason. So the scoreboard is hanging off, and there are skeletons in the outfield. And as the novel opens, Puppy Nedick, the baseball historian, who was a former star pitcher in college before he hurt his shoulder, he goes and he's very sad because his job's going to end in 5 months. And he goes home that night and he drinks too much bourbon because he's depressed, because he's single and he's losing his job and his beloved baseball is about to go away. And he wakes up the next morning and there's a smelly old guy on the floor who stinks of booze. And the guy insists he's Mickey Mantle. And Puppy says, yeah, you know what? This is just how my life is going. And then a few days later, this courtly Southern gentleman shows up and he says he's Ty Cobb. Puppy says, of course you are. But baseball comes back. So it's kind of like 1984 meets Shoeless Joe, where players come back. And one of the greatest players, the last player who comes back, is a Latina, a great player, Mushi Lopez, a woman from the future. And so baseball grows in popularity, and it awakens the old America and the nostalgia. And the society is very different than the America that we know now. It's out of the ashes of losing World War III, America is now surrounded. Democracy's gone. Capitalism's gone. Socialism, it's all gone. It's a new world based on love and integrity. So, for example, there's no notion, there's no such thing as gay or straight, black or white, male or female. That doesn't matter. It's as long as you love someone and you work hard and you raise a family, you're going to do well. I mean, what a notion, right? And religion is outlawed, and banks are outlawed, and social media is outlawed, and the entertainment industry is outlawed. And it's really based, a relationship based on relationships. And here comes baseball, representing the old world. And and grandma, who's the leader of the family, she's 92. Almost everyone in the novel, except for Ty Cobb and Mickey Mantle, are diverse. And grandma wants to reach out to the caliphate, to imagine ISIS winning, actually, to talk about a nightmare, because there's many Muslims who live in the caliphate who are chafing under the tyranny of ISIS. So she's trying to form a peace and actually have a real peace between the West and Islam for the first time. But there are those who don't want that.
Wow. Boy, I'll tell you, a great synopsis. Really, it's what a story to come up with. You had quite a breakfast, I want to tell you. quite a breakfast.
The everything bagels.
Right. The everything bagels will do it to you. You know, it's probably the salt or something like that. But
I think so, yeah.
What a story. Really, what a story. It's great. Now, how does one get the book? Where is it out?
Well, you could get it at Amazon. You could get it at Barnes & Noble, or any local bookstore can order it for you.
All right. We've
it's
got...
unique. It's, you know, it's an unusual story, and I love baseball. And you can tell from the book, it's a love poem. And I get worried that, you know, baseball is not going to make it. I'm a purist.
Wow. Boy, great book. It really is fun. And I've started to read it, and I'm getting used to grandma now. I'm starting to get into that. So, yeah, it's really interesting. How long did it take to write the book?
About a year and a half.
Wow. 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 What do you do full time? What's your job full time?
This is it.
I used to be in
publicity at the Sci-Fi Channel to a couple of years ago, and they decided to lay off 10% of us. So there you go.
Wow. Well, there you go. And you wrote the book. Very good. The book is called A Mound Over Hell. And when you say book one of the Dark Depths series, what does that mean?
Well, that means that this book ends on page 517 to be continued.
Ah, very good. Very good.
So, yes.
All
so
right.
Baseball, yes.
I'm glad to have you on, honestly.
Thank you.
As I say, we generally have books of a different color, so to speak, on the show. But this is a real baseball story combined with science fiction and a lot of love. And I think people will have fun with it. So I appreciate having you on. What do you think about the Yanks this year?
I think I'm sizing up a finger for ring number 28.
Okay. Spoken like a true Yankee fan. I grew up in Brooklyn, and as I said on the show, I said this the other day, I don't know how anybody could be a Yankee fan. I don't know how anyone could root for that uniform and U.S. Steel, as they like to say, and all that. But Yankee fans are very loyal. They really are.
Well, now you have to admit, Marty, the team is more endearing this season.
Yes.
Right. I mean, there's some really wonderful stories and wonderful personalities.
Yeah, no, it is. The Yankees have, it's not the let's buy everybody. It's a lot of homegrown players, and it's a different game. And the Yankees-Astros today, Verlander won that game today. But Yankees, I'll give you that. They're a little bit more endearing than they have.
Yes.
I'll give you that. All right, well, a pleasure having you on. The book is A Mound Over Hell. It will be continued. Gary Morgenstein, Morgenstein, is our guest. And, Gary, thanks for being on, and enjoy the rest of your day. And we'd love to have you again, and we'll talk to you before the Giants-Yankees World Series.
Absolutely. Take care. Thank you so much for having me on, Marty.
Very good. That is Gary Morgenstein. That's probably science fiction for me to think of a Giants-Yankees World Series, but who knows? Who knows? Anything can happen. You know that.